Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 16, Rockin' Roller Coaster.
Welcome to episode 16 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. Today's episode was suggested to me by Kirsty of Norwich, UK. Today we visit Rockin' Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. She said, "I'd love to hear the Rockin' Roller Coaster as I love all the customized music for each and all of the twists, turns, and loops. Plus, I'm a roller coaster nut." She went on to say that the way that the music follows every twist and turn, be it upside down or not, and the way that the music has been adapted from the originals, e.g. Love on a Roller Coaster from its original Love on an Elevator, it's just a great roller coaster, and as it's in the dark, you don't know what way it's about to go unless you've been on it a lot. Thanks, Kirsty, and I can't help but agree with you. Rockin' Roller Coaster is more than just a coaster. There's a story, great music, and then you get the adrenaline rush. I love this ride for all these reasons, plus the launch is just awesome. Today's audio was recorded in December on the same trip to Disney as pretty much all my other stuff, and of course it's also in binaural sound. It begins as we're walking through the queue into the G-Force Studios. As we pass the old recording equipment, you hear people looking at the old G-Force labels on the equipment, on the records and stuff like that. You pass some old concert posters, and then you're in the counting area, waiting to be led into the pre-show area. The whole time you hear announcements over the speakers, just like you're in a real studio. The doors open to the recording studio and the music gets louder, and there they are, Aerosmith. I still remember the days when there used to be real people running around in the studio playing the role of Chris. Anyways, Aerosmith leaves for the concert. The doors open to your left, and there's a limo about to leave for the concert. You hear the countdown, and there it goes, launched up to 58 miles per hour in 2.8 seconds. We skip ahead a little bit till we're about to board. You'll hear the sounds of the city in the background, helping to tell that story of this attraction. Now it's our turn. We climb in, pull down on the restraints, and then move into the launch position. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're off. There's a little wind noise on the recording, but it's not too bad. Can you imagine what it was like for the producer, Jack Douglas, to compose this score, writing it over and over again with a laptop strapped to his knees? Anyways, so sit back, relax, close your eyes, and join me now as we take this ride on Rockin' Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith.
Take your time. Step over here for a second. Classic Les Paul. Just hoping the people behind them. Thank you.
This is Bill St. James broadcasting live from the hottest show in town, the Aerosmith Concert. Seems like everyone in L.A. is headed to the show, so if you're stuck out there on the freeway, just keep it right here on L.A.'s Classic Rock Station.
We'd like to dedicate this to our friends at the Sea District Limit.
looks like a lady.
Sorry. I love that ride. Thank you, Christy, for suggesting it. If you'd like to suggest the next show, send me an email at requests@wdw-memories.net. And if you'd like to see photos or find out more about Rock and Roller Coaster, you can just visit my website. Or if you'd like to give me some feedback or share an opinion about Rock and Roller Coaster, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net or leave me a message on iTunes. I'm hoping to build up some feedback there. I want to apologize to the North Carolina Radpeers who met this weekend without me. Something came up and I just wasn't able to make it over there to meet with you guys. I'm sorry. Next time. So thanks again for listening, and join me in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.